Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC on this Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. Now joining us on the lines, the head baseball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Jordan Miller, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me, Quinn.
So as we take a look, you guys were supposed to start your season the week prior to last, but weather obviously had other ideas for that week. So you got started right into conference play on Monday against Forest City. You got up against some pretty stout competition to start the year with a good Forest City team, West Hancock. You guys were in a tight battle up in Britt last Wednesday, a good Pocahontas team on Thursday, and then finally you guys were able to get your first win over against Belmont Clemmy on Friday by an 8-1 final. And just overall through that first week of games, what did you see that you liked, and what were some things you saw that you thought your team could improve on?
I liked where we were at as far as competing. You know, Forest City is always a tough one to start, especially, like you said, when weather didn't really agree with us to get us a couple innings, you know, live before that. We were in a tight ball game there, 4-2 after four, and then just kind of ran out of a little firepower there. West Hancock is hugely improved. They just beat Garner Hayfield this last Friday, 11-6. So again, we just couldn't string together a couple hits. We started awesome there, got two right away, and just couldn't finish. So the big thing is looking at our lineup, which has been very, I don't want to say stagnant, but we lost a lot of key contributors. So we're trying to get some guys that have seen some of the light, you know, at the varsity level, but maybe not, you know, being the guy or guys. So having them step up is very good. You know, seeing Friday, the energy that everybody had was awesome. I mean, going 0-3 to start sometimes can get your wheels, you know, spinning a little bit. But again, I think they are seeing the big picture that as we continue to develop and learn kind of our roles on the team, we have a chance to do some things. Our pitching just needs to get a little more efficient. But otherwise, we've got some arms that can help us big time to have some success and sustain success throughout the year.
And you're talking about how this team lost a lot of big bats from last year. One of those that is back is Cyrus Willard Jr. And he has been so far living up in terms of you know, just overall total raw stats. He's been living up to what he can do. You know, he's batting just you know, a hair under .500 to start the year. Had a really good outing on Friday against Belmont on the bump as well, with 10 strikeouts as well. And just him taking over the reins as sort of a leader on the field now as an upperclassman, just what kind of improvement have you seen from him?
Cy brings a little bit of, you know, that all around to the game. He can play multiple positions. He actually allows us to be able to have our catcher pitch a little bit, which again, I mean, is huge to always have, you know, two batteries back there to be able to get some rest to our catcher, and also the ability for our catcher to step on a mound. He's done a very good job with that. I also want to mention, you know, Jackson Morris being there. He's been a steady contributor for us, and, you know, he's being pushed into a position maybe that's a little more uncomfortable for him, of being, you know, a middle-of-the-lineup type hitter. And as he continues to develop between him, Cy Willard, and Brett Asherl, I can really see some really good things, you know, out of those two seniors and a junior that can really lead us to a good place.
And taking a look at the schedule coming up for this week, you guys are back on the road tonight taking on Bishop Garrigan in another conference game. You follow that up, you've got a Lake Mills team that right now sits 4-0 coming into Eagle Grove on Wednesday. And then Thursday, you've got a non-conference matchup with a very powerful top five team out of 3A in Algona coming to Greenwood Park. And when you look at the slate for this week, what is the thing that maybe you're most excited for when you see some of the quality of the teams that you guys get to play this week?
Yeah, ultimately, I don't think it's always measured in wins and losses. I'll be the first one to tell you I never like to lose a game. But sometimes when you have a tough schedule, you have to be able to weather some of the storms. And ultimately, at the end of our season, You know, we want to be playing the best ball there, and being able to play some of these teams that are on paper, maybe even, you know, more developed than us, that makes us better in the long run. It might affect our overall average right away or our overall win-loss record, but seeing some of these, this competition will only make us better for later in the season, as our season is not just a, you know, 10-game sprint. It's really a marathon.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight, starting with Bishop Garrigan.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for continued coverage of our baseball program, Quinn.
Absolutely. That was Jordan Miller, the head baseball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Back with more after this on 95.7 FM.